96.1 KZL, one of my faves there from Eddie Money. Gimme some water. You've got Mark and John here at 8:17 as we stroll down Interview Alley and talk to the man himself. Eddie Money will play at the Douglas County Fair this coming Friday night. We're excited for the big show, part of the KZL 2012 concert series, and we're excited to have Eddie on the phone with us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Lucky Bay, Johnny Boy, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I got two tickets, but I'm taking everybody. You know, we got so many friends up there in Eugene. And by the way, I want to thank KZL for being in my corner all these years. You guys have really been fantastic to me, but we got so many friends up there in Eugene. And the promoter must be an older guy. He said, "Who's this guy, Eddie Money? He's got a bigger guest list than the Rolling Stones."
Yeah. You got a lot of friends. I mean, yeah. You're a guy that's been in the industry for, you know, a couple of weeks at least, and you've accumulated a lot of friends. And as far as I could tell, nobody's saying a bad word about you. Good job, buddy.
I guess you haven't been talking
to
my mother-in-law.
That's true, yeah.
You know, I read Bill Graham said of you, "Eddie Money has it all. Not only can he sing, write, and play, he is a natural performer." That's pretty good. Covers it all.
Bill Graham was a great guy, one of the rock impresarios of the world. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he was a great manager and a great friend. He had me play on Saturday Night Live. I was on the road with the Rolling Stones. I played with The Who. I played with Fleetwood Mac, Steve Miller. I mean, he was just a great guy. But, you know, you can't get in a helicopter with winds howling and rains coming down sideways. Nobody's invincible. He hit that power pole, and that was the end of the game for Bill. But he was a great guy, and thank you so much for mentioning him, Mark. I appreciate that.
Yeah, some wonderful words, and we agree with all of it. Of course, everybody... you know, when you come up, they say, "Oh, former cop turned rock and roll star." And I was thinking to myself, as I was looking over your Wikipedia bio, that must have been, even for you, quite a change to move from New York and the world of law enforcement to Berkeley, California, and the world of rock and roll.
Well, you know, I was in a rock band in high school. And then when I got out of high school, my brother was in Vietnam and my mother was having a nervous wreck. So I went on the police department for an occupational deferment. And my father was patrolman of the year, and he was such a grouch, you know. And I said to myself, "Am I going to stay in uniform and turn it to my father? That's going to be horrible." But the band moved out to California, and they needed me to come out and sing. So I came out and started singing with them in L.A., but they just didn't have it together. So I moved up. I had checked up alone to Berkeley, California. And, I wrote Baby Hold On and Two Tickets to Paradise, worked with Jimmy Lyon back in the 70s, and... got me sold 27 million records. I should have saved the money. Who knew, huh, Mark?
Well, as we said, there's plenty more where that came from. We chuckled early on in your career, you know, the name changed to Eddie Money and food stamps. Hard to imagine a big superstar like you on food stamps.
Well, you know what? When I first got out to California, it was really crazy. Then I had a job at JCPenney's, which was, I don't know if you know anything about JCPenney's, when they had that sheet sale, the white sheet sale. I never saw so many sheets in my entire life. But I did a lot of jobs, and I worked on Telegraph Avenue, and I studied hard, and I went to UC Berkeley, go Bears. But, getting a record deal, I mean, I think I was the first rock star to actually land a record deal off a video cassette tape. We did Amateur Night at Winterland. And I had all my friends come up front. It was a rainy night, so it looked like the place was packed. And we did Everybody Rock and Roll the Place and Two Tickets to Paradise. And, you know, and Bill Graham loved the show. And next thing I know, I was hanging out with John Belushi doing Saturday Night Live. What a maniac he was. My God.
Yeah, and he's got strong ties to Eugene, too. Of course, Animal House filmed here in Eugene.
That's great. But yeah, I know it was filmed there. I remember, yeah, that was a great movie, too. Well, Eugene's always been a great little rock and roll town, and I can't wait to get up there. We got a million friends up there, and it's going to be a heck of a show. Well, that's going to be Friday night, right? That's August 10th. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up this Friday night. One of our listeners, Mark, called in, and he said... he had seen you in 1979, the World Music Fest at the L.A. Coliseum. You brought a camera out and said, "Mom, you wouldn't believe this."
I know. My mother, she was never really a huge big fan. I remember when I called her up, I had tears in my eyes. I was finally on AM radio. Big difference between AM and FM back then. Yeah. And I pulled over and I said, "Geez, Mom, I'm Baby Hold On on AM radio." She said to me, "Eddie, I told told you not to call me on Marshawn night.
Now, speaking of your music, one of my favorite songs is I Want to Go Back. And
that's a great tune.
That takes me back to my high school days and laughing and singing along with my friends and stuff. If you could go back, is there anything you would change?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do was I would change. I wouldn't drink I wouldn't be snorting South American countries and drinking up every bottle of vodka in town. Yeah. I mean, you know, when I was younger, I mean, I never drank before the shows, but after work, I'd be gambling and running around and drinking vodka and doing this and that. And I regret the fact that, you know, I had that major drug overdose. I killed the sciatic nerve on my left leg and knocked out my kidneys, and then I was actually bedridden for, I couldn't even walk for 9 months, but then I used the walker to get from my bedroom to my music room, and I wrote my best record, the No Control album. Hmm. So God works in mysterious ways. It's, you know, I'm glad that I'm still around. Look at people like Jimi Hendrix that aren't around anymore, or Janis Joplin. It's a real shame, but, you know, I've given the world a lot of great music through the eyes of God, and he's helped me out a lot, and I've had a great career, and you know, it's like just getting on the radio with Gainesville.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we should give away 2 sets of tickets with backstage. I know you guys have been giving away tickets anyhow. We give away some tickets with backstage passes, man. Come down and do some shaking with the money, man. I tell everybody I quit drinking. Drink all you want in the back room. Everybody's happy but me.
Congrats on kicking the old addiction. Yeah, way to go on that. That's very cool. Yeah.
It's a better show. I don't want to rip up the audience. I mean, you know, we got so many great fans. And, of course, I'm selling T-shirts for my kids that are born HIV positive. But they're doing a lot better than they were 5 or 6 years ago. Nothing worse than getting a sympathy card for parents losing a kid. But these kids with the new medicine, they're doing a lot better than playing tennis and baseball and bowling. So I'm supporting them. I'm selling T-shirts after the show. And I'm supporting the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Foundation. These kids coming back from Afghanistan with these serious head injuries. It's a nonprofit organization. I'm excited to say they have 2 facilities, one in San Antonio and one now they're building in Maryland. So I'm trying to help the troops out, which has been great.
That's great work, man.
Nice job. Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Eddie Money. He is going to be playing Friday night at the Douglas County Fair. We're all excited about the big show. You were talking about kids. Is your daughter, Jessie, going to be making the trip up?
Well, actually, no, she's not. She's working on a new record, and I'm just trying to get her to clean the kitchen up. How am I going to get her up to work?
Yeah, I know she's played with you, opened, done some background, and that's pretty cool. It must be fun playing with family on
stage.
Well,
yeah, it's great. The kids are great. I got my son out roadieing for me right now. He's into dubstepping, whatever that is, and trying to put a dubstep record together. Found the kid plays drums. I got my son Desmond writing some really great music, and I'm proud of the kids, but I wish they'd all get a job. I wanted my kids to be a dentist or a CPA, not rock and roll. You know?
Yeah, really. We're the home of the Oregon Ducks. They won the Rose Bowl.
I know you guys run the Rose Bowl, and I've always loved the Ducks, but now SC is back, boys. So look out. We're going to give you a run for your money.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to the battles, that's for sure.
I've always loved the Ducks. You got that great running back. I love the coach. You got the greatest fans in the world up there. It's just an amazing town. And, you know, I can't believe you guys went all the way. And, 2-3 years in a row, you guys have been kicking some major ass.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Definitely. I was going to say congrats on singing 2 tickets to Paradise and Shakin' during the Liberty Bowl, too, back in 2010. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, it was so cold that day. And, you know, Memphis is a warm town, but it had to be, 22 degrees out there. And they had all these kids out there in the T-shirts. It was freezing, but it was a great show, and we've done a lot of stuff. I'm working with the Oakland Raiders right now, and I just finished doing a Star Spangled Banner at the with the All Star game out there in Kansas City, and being up on that big screen, it was a lot of fun. And I'm still hitting all my notes, Greg, and I'm working out at the gym. My wife said to me, you know, about 6 months ago, "You're getting fat." I said, "What do you mean I'm getting fat?" She says, "Well, look at you on the video screen." I said, "What?" She said, "You look like Merv Griffin up there." I said, "Sonny, camera puts 10 pounds on you." She said, "How many cameras did they use?"
Eddie, thanks so much for the time. We'll look forward to the big show on Friday night. Can't wait. Keep rocking, and have a safe trip up.
Johnny Boy and Mark, you guys are the best. And Kate's house is the greatest.